My name is Fiona Hughes. I'm Artistic Director of Three Notched Road, the Virginia Baroque Ensemble. We specialize in music of the Baroque, but also in other early music eras, such as medieval, Renaissance, and classical eras. Our main specialty is performing on period instruments set up as they would have been during these historical time periods. The Baroque era, 1600 to 1750, begins around the time of Claudio Monteverdi, and this is the beginning of opera, which was actually a rediscovery of ancient Greek dramas, and that's the earliest stages of the Baroque era. It's definitely a distinct style in each country, but then it really culminates with the High Baroque, and when Johann Sebastian Bach dies in 1750, that's considered the end of the Baroque era because he was still writing in this style long after it wasn't cool anymore. Even his own children had kind of moved on to the classical galant style. And so we just have this sudden stylistic change around the mid-1750s. So, you know, obviously Baroque, we think of Antonio Vivaldi and Handel and Purcell and all these great composers. I think there are a lot of composers in the Baroque era that aren't as well known as they should be. And we at Three Notched Road really delight in having concerts where we play the greats. We'll play Vivaldi, we'll play Bach. But then we also include a lot of music that people aren't familiar with. For instance, we did a program of Polish Baroque music. I mean, who knew that in Poland, this incredibly beautiful music was being written, and none of these composers are household names. Gerwazy, Gorczycki, these are not names people know, but they're amazing composers and just really beautiful music. So we have a lot of fun introducing our audiences, and there's been a lot of great feedback on that over the years. I really do think that music of this sort of high complexity, it's a learned kind of art. It's an acquired taste. But then once I started playing the violin, and especially when I first heard a Baroque violin, it all made sense to me.